give thanks this morning. Jesus, Jesus. Holy Spirit, we welcome you. Oh. Yeah, ba-ba-ba. Let's get our hands going. Come on. Let's go.
Wandering into the night, wanting a place to hide this weary soul, this bag of bones.
I try.
And I try with all my might, but I just can't win the fight. I'm slowly drifting.
You changed my life. different feeling, eh? Someone feels happy today. Whoa. Hey, why don't you guys turn to someone, give them a nice high five or a massive hug.
Nice high five.
Yeah, be seated.
Right.
Thank you.
Have a seat. We're not going to hold you up too long and get straight back into worship. Hi, kids. Oh, good. Welcome, church. Take a seat when you're ready. Find your seat. Yep, find your seat. Talofa lava, everyone. Talofa lava. My name is Sange, and this here is Tivaini, or otherwise T. He is also my older brother. Hey, we want to welcome you to Ascend Global this morning. Special welcome to our pastors, Pastor Jacinda, Apostle Mike and Joy, Pastor Damon Cape. We're so blessed this morning. We know that you're going to be touched. Also, if you're watching online, thank you for tuning in. Hey, if it's your first week, third week, or if you don't know much about our team, hey, we have a visitors lounge here. If you can just give a wave, we have an awesome team ready to greet you.
Hey, look, we love to celebrate here at Ascend. So if you've had a birthday this week, can you just raise your hand? We're going to get the chocolate runners to come along. I know that we've got a couple of athletes. I know we don't have celery, but we've got chocolate. So, Emol, if you're in the house, Peter, Paku.
There's one back there, one's back
Paku,
there.
Paku, we have Paku at the front. Anniversary,
Adam.
So if you were brave enough to get married in the cold,
woo!
Okay, put your hand up.
Woo-hoo!
No one.
Yeah, one at the back, one at the back. Hey, we have a couple of cool events coming up. There's a special one that's coming up real soon. I think it's called Father's Day. Is there any fathers in the house? Yeah! So start hinting away, okay? Start hinting away, but Father's Day is coming up real soon. Invite one of your friends, one of the men out there who are not part of the family. Invite them to come along. I know they'll be blessed.
And you know what? Our fathers need to step up because
yes,
I heard
right.
The weekend was off for the women.
Oh,
the ladies say amen. Thank you, all
yes.
Three of you.
Yeah.
Okay, so we do have a number of events coming up. We have the gospel event coming up in August 27.
Yeah.
And so although it says years 9 to 13, I know we don't discriminate against age, and we've got groups that are, they range from 13 to 30. So open doors to our family for those that are
youth.
In that range. If you're in youth, come along. Awesome.
We have the Chosen tonight, brother. Chosen.
We have
5
chosen.
p.m. tonight. If you have...
We had a blank moment there.
Hey?
We had a blank moment.
Had a blank. So we're showing the Chosen. I think we're up to episode... Five and six tonight. I haven't been coming along, but I heard it's been great. So come along tonight, invite someone. I know you'll be blessed. It's such an awesome program. But hey, we're going to get straight into worship. So I want to call the ushers forward, though. We're going to take up the offering. So as we play this next song, why don't you give to the Lord? We're going to get straight into it. So fill up the front. God bless.
Get up out of that grave. Get up out of that grave.
God is good, amen?
Yes.
watched a world that it couldn't fill me. Man's empty praise, treasure that paid, never enough. And you came along. Oh, there's nothing better than you.
here. Keep your eyes focusing to worship Jesus. I love you. Thank you, Jesus. You're here. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Jesus.
You are the Word at the beginning, one with God, the Lord Most High. Your hidden glory and creation now reveal in you, our Christ. What a beautiful name. What a beautiful name it is, the name of Jesus Christ, my King. What a beautiful name it is, nothing compares to this. What a beautiful name it is, the name of Jesus.
So lift your hands to Him right across this place. He's limitless. He's boundless. That's our King. His name is Jesus. Yeshua. He's the King of all kings. And the Word of God says this, that He inhabits the praises of His people. That means when you praise, He lives, He dwells, He exists within your praise, within your worship this morning. This morning, Jesus, we give You our very best. We give You an offering, a sacrifice of praise, because You deserve it. And we join with the hosts of heaven, and we see Yahweh, Yahweh, the God of our salvation. Lift your voice, church. King of all kings, no one compares to You. We welcome You here, right where You are. Why don't you say welcome? We welcome You, Holy Spirit. You're so welcome in this house. You're so welcome to come and take over this room and take over our lives. We're so hungry for You, Jesus. We welcome You. Not because You can do good things for us. You already do that. Because we love You. We love You. We honor You, Jesus. Higher than everything. It's an easy thing to come out together and worship. It's an easy thing to come out and join together and worship You. It's our privilege, Jesus. You're welcome. You're welcome in my life. Why don't you welcome Him afresh? You're welcome. Come and move in my heart. Transform my life today so that I would be more like You and less like me. Jesus. Yahweh. Yahweh. We make it our prayer today, You. We welcome You. You're the great I am.
Yahweh.
Yahweh. Make it your prayer.
Yahweh.
We build You an altar this morning, Yahweh. Across this room, You're our prayer. You are Yahweh.
We thank you for your presence in this place. You've been here before the beginning of time, but you love to dwell where people are hungry. So Lord, we decree today we're hungry. We're hungry for you. We want more of you in our lives. We open our lives to you today. Amen. Amen. In this atmosphere of his presence, why don't you turn around and greet somebody? And then why don't you take your seat this morning? We thank you, Lord, for the hosts of heaven that are here this morning. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you that you're here. Why don't you take your seat this morning? It's wonderful you're here. If you want to continue conversations, we'd love you to invite somebody up for lunch this morning after the service. This morning, it's our privilege to have our guest minister here, Pastor Jacinda Goodsir. And just before I introduce her to you properly as a church, I want to thank every person that was involved in our Friday night She event. I want to thank you. I want to thank every person that gave up time, that sowed into serving on Friday night. Every team, the car park, the security, our incredible food, our merch, our worship team, our media, our sound, our She team who put it together. I want to thank each one of you for sowing and believing. I want to thank every person who came that brought somebody from the community that didn't know Jesus. I'm so proud of our church, that we're a church that reaches out to our community. Thank you for bringing so many people. We've had so many testimonies about what God did. So many people's lives were changed. And this whole place, if you weren't here, there was a few men here. We want to bless you and thank you. But we had to bring out more seats on Friday night. The place was packed. Amen. More than that, Jesus was here. People's lives were healed and they were shifted and changed. We had testimonies of knees being healed, eyes being healed, heads being cleared. We had salvations. You better believe it this morning that you would be hungry in your heart for Jesus to move on you. Amen. Amen. He comes where there's hunger, right? He comes where there's faith. There's faith in this place this morning. So before I introduce Pastor Jacinda, we're just going to have a really quick look at some highlights from Friday night. was an incredible night. Incredible night. I want to introduce to you Pastor Jacinda. Come on over. Come on, church. Let's give her a Hawke's Bay welcome. We've been so blessed by your ministry.
It is just an honour to be here in the Hawke's Bay. I'm feeling really pumped about this morning. And I woke this morning and I woke, it was in the slumber moment where I was not ready to talk to you and not ready to come out of my sleep. And that's when the Lord often speaks to me prophetically. I seen an angel for your region. Assigned from the beginning of time for this region, the Hawke's Bay, a place of the ascension people. There's a people here. There's a well that you're unlocking. And even right now in this season, there's an emerging that's happening where people are starting to realize their identity. People are starting to unlock their destiny. Some of you are sitting here today and you have such a desire for Jesus and to walk fully in the ways of Him. And God's going to call some of you to lay down lover lives. Some people are, I believe today that it's not even about what I say today as much as what God wants us to partner with in this place. He told me these angels been dispatched for this moment. It started on Friday night. There's angels here who are going to start to unlock healing, release healing today. It started on Friday night, and I said, Lord, is there any more words of knowledge for today, for the men? And He said, listen, the spirit of testimony is the spirit of prophecy. Just say, do it again. So guys and ladies who weren't here, if you need healing today, I believe there's faith for healing. I believe there's a gift of healing today. You see, God delights in giving you the kingdom. He delights in giving you the kingdom. We had knees healed. We had eye headaches that had been gone on for 2 weeks healed because the kingdom came colliding down. And when it encounters the kingdom of darkness, the light trumps darkness. And you know, God is raising a people who will be unafraid of the darkness, who will be unashamed of stepping out in a place where they haven't been before, believing for what the great book says to be possible for God. And God, our nation right now is needing a people to rise in power, to rise in purity. We can't have contamination in our church and in our hearts, because out of the hearts, the mouth speaks. And God is wanting to build a people who will be a laid down lover, unafraid of consecration. And I really feel He's setting aside a Nazarene type people who will put aside the things of the world for a season in order that deliverance might be birthed in a new generation. You see, for something to change, there needs to be a new standard change. And what was permitted and permissible in one season, and let me tell you, that season has changed. It's changed so quickly. What was permissible in this season is no longer permissible today. And God is wanting to know, are there men and women of God who will be marked by the fire of God, the branding iron of the Lord, who will change and consecrate their lives in a new, pure way? So we welcome the angel Hope. For you are the hope of the Hawke's Bay. And you know, the people need hope. And what gives them hope is when they see what is impossible become possible. When they see what they long for but dare not believe to happen. You are called to be a people who will partner with the angel, who will partner with hope, who will become a beacon of hope in this place of the Hawke's Bay region to believe for the impossible. And right now in this room, there are angels sent with branding irons. I believe there's angels of awakening in, right across our nation from Kataya to Bluff right now. I believe they've been sent here for this season to awaken the church out of a place of apathy, indifference, and complacency, and into a place of fervency, passion, and awe. My husband said, you've got to let the people connect with you today. Tell them a little bit about yourself, perhaps. I just want to kind of overlook it. But let me just, I'm just Jacinda, the other one. I feel what she does in the natural, I'm called to do in the spirit. I have four children. They're amazing. 7 to 14, 2 boys, 2 girls. Don't ask me for the recipe. I am married to a man called Damien, the tamer. And boy, did I need some taming, because I was a wild lioness. And we birthed a church, planted a church out of Gisborne House of Breakthrough. You may know Pastor Norman, Pastor Jesse McLeod. Amazing. They're my spiritual mother and father. And they actually come from Oamaru. And they sent us back to Oamaru, to their homeland, and we planted there, which is actually where I'm from also. So we have a church called House of Breakthrough, and we are passionate about the presence of God. We are passionate about the power of God. We are passionate about being authentic people. We are passionate mostly about equipping a body of Christ to see themselves as ministers to the world. Do you feel connected now? Oh, good. We can move on. This church, there are seeds that were intentionally sown into the soil to birth this church. And the Lord said to me that the seeds replicate after their own kind. I believe the seeds that were sown in were seeds of sacrifice, seeds of surrender, seeds of signs and wonders. And I believe that you're coming in to the what you're going to pop up and you're going to see emerge is the seeds that replicate after those things. Right now, I see that you are in a metamorphosis stage. I see that you are you're almost on the stage where your wings are actually out of the cocoon, and you're starting to see what you look like. It looks a little different than it did in the past, but the mandate is the same. And you will dig wells, and you will dig new wells, redig old and dig new. I know that. And there is new things happening as you steward what you've been entrusted with. This house, there's I believe, as you come together corporately, there is national prayer assignments going to be entrusted to this house. I believe God is needing and has found a company of ascension people who will be pulled together corporately in unity and storm the gates of hell with their prayer. I believe he needs voices to rise in corporate agreement. So on that note, be guard on your heart for the little foxes. For God, the enemy is he hates you. He hates what's happening in this house. He hates what's stirring in your spirit. And so what he's going to do is he tries to send the little foxes to try and spoil the vine, to cause dissension, offense, insecurity. So guard that. Guard your own heart. Keep it pure. Keep it fresh every day. Holy Spirit, examine my heart. This is ascending house. You are called Ascend Global, and you will be ascending house. And God said and showed me your hearts for mission, your hearts for equipping warriors, and you will equip them, but it won't be in the traditional sense. They're actually going to catch what you carry. They're going to catch what you carry. It's going to be caught, not taught. And you are going to have cultivate a kingdom culture here that the world needs. And so there will be ascending that comes from you. It will happen in our nation. And there will be a mission movement too. In fact, the heart of mission, it will be your children. It'll be your children that see offshores. And they carry. Listen,
You are a church of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. What started with one goes to two, multiplication, and then 12, exponential multiplication. There is going to be a strengthening in the anointing and in the territory reach. Right. Hallelujah. Thank you so much. Thank you. You're amazing. You can rest your fingers, and I might call you up again soon, but let's give him, he's just awesome. I'm going to put it out there that as I'm speaking today, I'm just going to say, Holy Spirit, have your way. I want, Lord, if you are stirred in your spirit today, do not wait for the ministry. I really believe that there's going to be a sovereign touching on hearts and spirits in this room as I speak. Heaven has been waiting to touch and ignite some of you. I believe it's going to happen. It happened to me in February at the start of this year. I was in a room and it wasn't what was said. It was what entered the room and I had to respond. I couldn't stay in my seat. I couldn't keep taking notes, and I'm a note taker. I had to put it aside and I had to just respond to who had entered the room, and it was the glory of God. And it was like the fear of the Lord entered the room. And so if you are having a sovereign encounter as I'm speaking today, and I would say, if I was you, like Pastor Kate said, invite Holy Spirit to work in you, then just respond. Don't care about the person beside you, what they think. We've got to care more about what God thinks than what man thinks. Just start to respond, because this could be your, I believe there are going to be people in here who have defining encounters right now. God is wanting to mark some of you that will change you for the rest of your days. And the Lord said to me that we're in a time where the line has been drawn in the sand, and God said, concerning the body of Christ will either awake or awash. And if they awash, it means they go with current culture of the day. They join with the narrative of the culture of our nation, and they go with it, and they become pleasing to man's ears. But those who are awoken and who will awaken this era, and let me tell you, I'm sent to encourage and strengthen the awakening ones, and that is you. There's an awakening happen. You will become a rising standard for the world to see what it is to be a follower of Jesus. And I believe this awakening church will be marked by three things. I believe right now the roar of the Lion of Judah is going out into the spirits of his sons and daughters. And he is roaring deep unto deep, calling you to rise up and to be as bold as a lion. The world is not moved by you when you say what they want to hear. I'm deadly serious, and I'm anti-seeker-friendly churches. I, in my own church, have been adamant that we must look different to the world. We have got to become a bold church. Now, if I don't get through my message today because God takes over, I'll give you 3 points if you've got a pen. We're going to be marked, the awakening ones. We're going to be bold, we're going to be bright, and we're going to be believing. These are the three things that God is doing in our spirits right now. He's making us bold and courageous, unashamed of the gospel, for it is the power to salvation. He's making us bright. Come on, there's been such an agenda of the enemy to push you underground, to dim your light. It started with the whole PC movement about 10 years ago when we only knew it as a little acronym, PC. Oh, that's not very PC. We had no idea there was a spirit attached to it that was out to make you fearful of man. And it's time for us to shine. And it's time for our faith to rise. It's time for us to stand on the pure word of God, not build a theology around what we have known and seen, but what we have read and heard and what we desire to move into. Right. The Lord is saying, rise up and be bold. Today, I do want to stir you. I don't want you to leave here comfortable. I want you to... They said in Isaiah 59, 19, so they shall fear the name of the Lord from the west and his glory from the rising of the sun. When the enemy shall come like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord shall lift up his standard against him. We've got to take hope in that. That standard that's rising is you and I. If you look around, I don't want you to be a parrot about what's going on in the media. I don't want you to look around and talk about how bad the world has got. That's not going to bring hope to anyone. You're not called to be a parrot about what's going wrong in the world. You're called to be a beacon of hope who speaks faith and what is possible to the impossible. So rise up and speak out. Speak out and become a contrary voice. Rise up. I heard it. I heard it. Sing it. And as Isaiah 60, arise and shine, for your light has come. Darkness covers the earth, and thick darkness is over the peoples. Do we believe that? Do you see that around you? But the Lord rises upon you and his glory appears over you. The world is needing to see people who are glory carriers. The light of the Lord, the light of the world needs to be on display. I get sad when I read this verse, 1 Thessalonians 2:3. It tells us that concerning the coming of the Lord. Now, can I just say, in the last 2 years, how many people have thought about the return of Jesus? I think just a changing world, it makes us just take a breath and get some perspective. And it says, concerning this day, let no one deceive you by any means, for that day will not come unless the falling away comes first. So what that tells me is that within the body of Christ, there will be people who have proclaimed that they follow Jesus, but there will be something happen before the coming of the Lord that causes their heart to fall away. And what they once were for, they're now against. We are not those people. So what does a bold church look like? Well, Proverbs 28:1 says, but the righteous are as bold as a lion. We love that. And the climate we are in almost demonizes anyone who has the courage to speak out. And righteousness. I won't go there too much. I'm not saying I agree with it, but Israel Folau, someone, tweeted a couple of verses. Out of the country, out of the team. Cancel him. We have got to be prepared for some backlash. Did you know the great book is a great book of love and truth, but it is offensive to some? Will we allow the backlash to stop us from speaking the truth in love? And it must be in love. It must be in love. The truth doesn't bring people to salvation, by the way, but your love will. It's so important. We've got to get that right. Do you know what makes you bold? It's not just enough to rally up and cheer and hopefully that we carry on the courage of our friends, it's the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit gives us courage. And that's why more than ever we need to be cultivating an atmosphere where he is welcome. Acts 1:8 says, but you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes on you. And you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem and all Judea and Samaria and to the ends of the earth. And to be a witness, it means to profess Christ and to proclaim him. But we need the Holy Spirit to make us bold to do that. That's why the religious spirit tries to get the Holy Spirit out of the church, so that if he takes the Holy Spirit out of the church, then the people will lose their courage and they will lose their power to be a witness.
If we don't have the courage to be a witness, then no one will hear us talk about Jesus. And if nobody hears, how can they know? And if they don't know, how can they come? Can you see the correlation? We so need the Holy Spirit to make us bold. Peter and John, if you want to read about Acts 4, I'm just going to paraphrase it for time. But Peter and John were, they'd had the day of Pentecost, they were filled with the Holy Spirit, and they had been transformed. In fact, Peter, if you know his story, he was so afraid, wasn't he, one moment, to even acknowledge he was with Jesus to one woman at a fire, and then next minute, he's preaching in boldness to, and 3,000 plus get saved. Something happened to him, it was called the Holy Spirit. Let it happen to you, let it happen to me, and do it again, Lord. And they were preaching out in the streets, because that's where God wants the gospel, by the way. And they were doing signs and wonders and healings, and God was turning up and setting people free. And the people, the rulers of the time, they hated it. They didn't like the gospel that they were hearing about the resurrection of the dead through Jesus. And so what did they do? Well, the people of the day, they tried to shut it down. The leaders and authorities, they pulled them in and they said, "You will not speak about Jesus again. You are to stop speaking in his name." They were thrown in prison because of it. And I want to tell you something today, that when we step out in boldness and become a bold church, I want you to be prepared for spiritual opposition, because boldness does unlock spiritual opposition. And yet we are also told in 1 John 4 verse 4, that greater is he, come on somebody, greater is he who is in me than he who is in the world. Fear not, for I am with you. They were pulled there and told, what will we do? This was a Selah moment for me. If my ruling authorities and my nation tell me, you are to stop taking your Bible out in public, you are to stop preaching about this Jesus guy, you are to stop, you can no longer tell your children about what you believe, no. What will we do if we are told to stop doing that? You gotta know how you will act in that, because I believe the awakening church will be awoken by three things. The Holy Spirit said to me last January, three things will awaken my people. Fire will be the first one. This is the purification, the fire of God. Shock will be the second one. Shock, and then COVID came across, and we were all shocked. And for some people, it was a wake-up call, but for others, they went into slumber. And the third thing will be persecution. We've got to be prepared. It might not look like how it looks in some other nations where people lose their lives, but listen, we've got to be prepared to stand for righteousness in the gospel. We've got to be prepared for that, for backlash. And these guys, Peter and John, they'd been told that they must not do that or they will be imprisoned. And you know what? They got imprisoned. And then when they were released the next day, do you know what the Bible tells us they did? They got released, and they didn't go home and have a moi. They went because the believers were together in corporate prayer. They led a lifestyle. It was a natural thing for them. Come on, this boiler room. There was a natural community that gathered together in prayer. And so they went straight there. And you read about what they prayed after they had been told, do not speak about Jesus. Do you want to know what they prayed? They prayed this. And this is in Acts 4:29. Oh, now, O Lord, hear their threats and give us, your servants, great boldness in preaching your word. Come on, they'd been told you must not do this. And so they go to God and they say, please give us, your servants, great boldness in preaching your word, because I don't know about you, but my Bible says the Great Commission, the last words of my king, was to go and preach the gospel to all creation. Now, who am I going to obey if it comes to the point where my ruling authority says don't and my God says do? It's gone quiet in the room. It's gone very quiet in the room. They said, stretch out your hand, God, with healing power. And miraculous signs and wonders, may they be done through the name of your holy servant, Jesus. That name we sang about before. There is no other name like you. The power of the name that's marked in you in the spirit. Every single one of you, you have his name. Do you know the demonic realm, they see you and they see his name on you. And they go, ooh, that one has authority over me, but do they know it? That's the thing. Do they know it? Why don't you just try and give them a little bit of fear? Go on, just, and they'll be there, and in the spirit they'll go, boo. And if you don't know your authority, you go, we have got to be standing in that place in heavenly realms. We've got to know our authority. We've got to know we're a daughter and a son of the King. We've got to know that we can laugh at the face of demons. We've got to know who's under our feet. And we have got to grow a backbone and realize that where we tread, demons flee. Because I'm a carrier of the kingdom. And actually the Bible says Jesus lives in me and I live in him. Well, that should be frightening for someone. Something, I should say. The Bible says in verse 31, after they prayed this prayer, the meeting place shook. The meeting place shook and they were all filled with the Holy Spirit. And they preached the word of God with boldness. We know about Pentecost in Acts 2, but this isn't that. This is two chapters later in Acts 4. Where we, you see, Pentecost, that's not a one-time thing. We don't have one encounter with the Holy Spirit. It's a daily lifestyle. We need to be filled with the Holy Spirit like this daily. Because we then are filled with boldness. And we're empowered to be a witness to those that need to hear about the life-transforming power of Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 You know, the boldness, when you step out in boldness, do you know it opens up the miraculous? Acts 5 talks about it. It talks about, you know, Peter and John, they didn't listen to the authorities. They just kept doing the Great Commission. And once again, they got thrown in prison. It was becoming a little bit familiar to them. But this time, it's the famous passage where they're chained arm to arm, leg to leg, or one of them with all the other prisoners. And it was that midnight hour where they were chained and they were in prison for preaching the gospel and for healing people, setting people free. They were chained for it. And they sang praises in that midnight hour to Jesus. That midnight hour, that place of transition. That midnight hour, that place between the past and the present. What will you, and the future, what will you do? Will you bring praise in that moment? Because that brought the miraculous. The Bible says, and the angel was sent into the prison cells to unlock the prison gates, and all the prisoners were set free. You know, this is the thing, guys. This is the thing. Your freedom and what you walk in, and when God comes through for you and your breakthrough, everyone who's attached to you also is partakers of your breakthrough. You got to remember, it's not just about me. Come on, say to someone, it's not just about me. Who's attached to you? Who's connected to you? That your breakthrough will become their freedom. There's some people in this room, and you are the breakthrough agent for your family. You are the people who have stepped over breaking cycles of addiction. And your children and your children's children are going to benefit from you stepping out. So we see a massive increase when they walk out in boldness. And the Bible tells us, I find this fascinating, in Acts 4, it says that when they heard Peter and John speaking to the council, when they weren't educated men, it says that they were amazed at their boldness. And I thought, when was the last time someone was amazed at my boldness? Anybody here? You know those times, those encounters in your day. Maybe, just maybe, even though you've got another appointment, maybe that was God's appointment. let's pray that we have eyes to see where God has hooked us up during the day for a God encounter. Can we be a people who will walk what looks like ordinary lives, but walk with eyes of discernment and insight to see who needs a prophetic word, who needs freedom, who needs encouragement, who needs to hear the power of the gospel, who needs my testimony of how he healed me? The church that's rising will be bold and they will be bright. You know, the thing about light is that it helps people see. This isn't science today. This is it helps people see. We are called to be the light on the hill. And the Bible tells us that you should not hide your light under a bushel, but you must put it up so all can see. Why? Because this is where people need to come for hope. It illuminates the danger. It helps them see clearly so that you know what it's like. When stuff's going on, you can be at ground level looking around you and you only see what's in front of you. Your whole perspective changes when there's light in the room. What you were afraid of before, you can laugh at. We are called to be a people who are bright, a bright church. We are called. Do you know the Bible says in Acts 13, for the Lord has commanded us, saying, I have made you a light for the Gentiles, that you may bring salvation to the ends of the earth. Do you know when you shine bright, that is helping people get saved? No light, no salvations. And the last thing I want to talk about, and let's get my musicians up here, and we'll let Holy Spirit take over. God is raising a church that will be a believing church. I think that's a hard thing for the Western church, a believing church. The thing is that believing's not passive. I mean, I sat in a church for years and I believed something that I never practiced. Believing, we can call it faith if you like. It's all about stepping into the unknown. I mentioned it on Friday. It's about going where we haven't been. You know, what we believe, the Bible talks so much about this, about the faith and the belief in us. In Hebrews 11, it says, by faith Noah, being divinely warned of things not yet seen, moved with godly fear, prepared an ark. Listen, he's going to ask us to do some things because he's going to reveal some things by faith to help us prepare for what's to come. We got to be a believing church. What we believe in, it has the power to break strongholds. What we believe in has the power to offer us eternal life. What we believe in has the power to bring healing. God is a God of the impossible. But do you believe it? Will you believe it? Will you be brave enough to believe it? Because the world will call you foolish. But who are we going to listen to? We're going to listen to the world. We're going to listen to the Lord. The bold, bright, believing church. It's time that the church is more than just a social club and a place that gives each other a good feeling on the inside, inspirational messages, that motivational TED Talks. I think that day has got to go, because the lost don't need motivational TED Talks, and even social justice is not going to bring the change that we need, which is hearts and lives saved. The day is where the lost need to walk in or encounter you. It doesn't have to be in the four walls of this church. In fact, he's going to send some of you out. And it's going to happen in the schools. It's going to happen in your workplaces. It's going to happen on the street. It's going to happen in the supermarket. It's got to ooze out. In fact, the Lord said to me about the Jesus movement, that there's coming another Jesus movement. It's called the love flood, where you're so caught up in the love of God and the love of the Holy Spirit, the love of the lost, that you can't help but open your mouth. Reputation has got to be under your foot as you put on the cloak of Jesus. Use me today, Lord. They need to know that their lives can be transformed and empowered by a supernatural God. John 7:38 says, whoever believes in me, this is Jesus talking, as scripture has said, so let's get in our word. Otherwise, how will you know what he's like? It says that rivers of living water will flow from within them. I want to be a well of living water into a world of broken people, that they would taste the life that I carry. Mark 11:40. If you believe, you will see the glory of God. Jesus is saying this to Martha just before he resurrects her brother. Do you want to see some things that you haven't seen before? If you believe, you will see the glory. God is wanting the glory realm to invade New Zealand. But to do that, he needs hosts. He needs people who are earthen vessels to become carriers of the glory. And to do that, we need to believe. Faith comes from hearing, and hearing by the word of God. There's so much on this, so much on this. Therefore, Mark 11:24, I tell you, whatever you ask for in prayer, believe that you have received it and it shall be yours. I was standing on an altar call one day. I was suffering from boils. This is an embarrassing story, but hey, I have no reputation anymore, so hey. My son and I had both been suffering from boils for 2 months. I don't know anybody. Come on, this is time to sympathize with the speaker right now. Anybody else have ever had a boil? Thank you. Well, it's one of the most painful things that you can have. And no matter what I did, I could not get healed for it. I just could, nothing worked. Standing on the altar, the worship team was ministering and the worship leader had been in prayer that morning. Praise God that she had a quiet life. Praise God that she was talking to someone who was the healer. And she said, there's an anointing here this morning. And if you need healing, step into it. I feel like it's like a river. She spoke out faith and she said, there's an anointing here to heal. I grabbed hold of that in me and I said, this is it. I believe, God. I believe that this is for me and my son. We stepped up on the altar and I'm the pastor and I think the pastor should be the first on the altar. And, you know, I walked out of there and I have not had another one since. We were healed miraculously and, you know, this is a small thing, but I'm telling you, When it's there, you step in and you believe. And if you don't believe, you say, Lord, help me with my unbelief. Help me with my unbelief, but Lord, I know I believe. And if you need to work on your belief, get around people who have got testimonies of what you need to believe for. Because faith comes from hearing, and hearing by the word of God. And the spirit of testimony is spirit of prophecy, which means what happened for them can happen for you. So what? Ear gate. Start to be really, really select on what you're listening to. Because words are going to either build faith or they're going to build fear. There is no other option. So is it building faith in you or is it building fear in you? Two altars. Which one do you want to build most? I'm going to wrap this up. And I believe, Holy Spirit, come. Holy Spirit, come right now. Why don't you just, I'm just going to speak right now. I've seen an auditorium. I've seen angels coming with branding irons. And they, what had happened in New Zealand was the Lord showed me that there was people, his people loved him, but one was really passionate about him, but they did not know how to move in power. But they were passionate and they loved Jesus. They loved how they made them feel, but they just hadn't been taught how to move in power. And there was another stream and they knew the signs and wonders. They'd been in healing meetings. They'd been under great ministers, but they'd lost their passion. So they understood power, but they'd lost their passion. And God said, there's coming a generation and a church in our nation where the marriage between the power and the passion will be, and it will happen amongst the presence. The presence of God, the presence of the Holy Spirit. He's raising up a generation who will know what it is to move in power and who will be passionate for their Savior. And I seen this auditorium full of people, and they were passionate. Their arms were raised, some were on their knees, but there was like, they thought no one else was in the room except for them, because they were so captivated with Jesus. And I watched as God sent angels. They had branding irons, and I thought, uh-oh, what's going to happen next? And he went through the angels, different ones, and they had an iron, and they branded people's foreheads. And I looked around, and I said, what are you saying? What is the mark? And it said, M-I-N-E. Mine. Mine. Today I believe for a lot, but I believe that he is branding some people today. It's even happening right now. I don't want you to wait for me to call you up. Come on, there's a voice here that's greater than mine. It's the voice of the Holy Spirit. It's the Spirit of the Lord dwelling. He's hovering over and stirring deep upon deep into some of your spirits. If you are wanting to mark and be consecrated right now, and God is calling you to lead a pure lifestyle, a life of consecration and fire that will wreck you for ordinary things, you need to respond in the way that God's asking you to respond right now. Thank you, Holy Spirit. We just want to partner with you, God. And we just say, heaven, have your way this morning. Heaven, have your way this morning. Even if you're on stage and you're feeling like this is for you, but you're ministering, take off your ministry hat for a minute and start to respond to the one who's calling you. This is for all of us. This is for all of us. We're saying, Lord, Lord, the awakening has begun. Father God, we thank you, God, that right now all over this room, there is angelic activity happening, Father, as the fire of your Spirit descends upon your people. Father, marking them, Father, setting them apart, God, and consecrating, consecration to you in a whole new way. Lord, you're raising a standard, Father. You're raising a standard. You're setting people apart and marking them, God. In Jesus' name, we thank you. And we say, come, have your way, Holy Spirit. Have your way, Holy Spirit. Have your way, Holy Spirit. Thank you, God. Thank you, Father. Thank you, God. Thank you, Father. Thank you, God. Right now, all over this room, we thank you, God, for what you're doing. For what you're doing, the supernatural move of your Spirit. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. For our nation, Lord, right now, our nation, Lord, we need you. We need a move of your Spirit. We need your fire. We need the wells to emerge. We need the rivers of living water to flow through our nation, Father, through conduits of your presence, God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father, for the awakening that's occurring. We say, come, awakening angels right through our nation. Start with me. Let's not point fingers today. Let's just say, start with me. Bring more clarity. Rip and remove the veil. And right now, God, I thank you, Father, that you are breaking the spirit of containment on the church. Lord, that you're breaking open the spirit of containment that has tried to keep what you're doing contained, God. And right now we say, like Ezekiel's river, God, that it would flow out, that it would leak out from the house, God, into the land, God, and it would grow deeper, ankle deep, God, knee deep, Father. Lord, till we come to a place, Father, where we are swimming in it, Father, and the lost can't help but be swimming in it too, God. Men, just raise your hands right now. Mighty men of might. men of might right now, God. Father, we thank you for the men that you are rising in this house, God. Mighty men of might and valor. We thank you, Father, like David's mighty men. Whoa. Like David's mighty men who were entrusted with great supernatural strength, Father. Lord, they would take on many, outnumbered by many, and yet they would take off heads, Father. God, and they would take land, God. Father, they were warriors, Father. And in the spirit right now, we thank you for a strengthening, a standing up on the inside of the mighty men. Oh, God calls you mighty men, and he's calling you to rise. He's calling you, Atorashia, mighty men of valor. Thank you, God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Daughters, raise your hand. Raise your hand, girl. Ho, ho, ho. May the JLs be in the house, Lord. Thank you for the Deborahs and the JLs, Lord. God, the ones that would be a prophetic voice right now. He's calling his daughters to be that company of prophetic voice. The ones that petition in the realm of the spirit, birthing agents in the realm of the spirit. But Father, we thank you also that right now you are commissioning swords in the right hand, Father, to take off and to take out the enemy. In Jesus' name, the JLs that will be not afraid to get blood on their hands, God, for they are made for such a time as this. And this is not the time for peace. This is the time for war. War in the realm of the spirit. War in the realm of the spirit. For we battle not against flesh and blood, but against powers and principalities of the dark ways. In Jesus' name, we thank you that we'll be ones that wield the sword like elite soldiers, God, knowing that the sword can penetrate between bone and marrow and even to the deepest intent of the heart, God. For it is the sword of the spirit that will take down strongholds. It is the sword of the spirit that will release decrees, that will release promises, that will release your prophetic words, God. We thank you, God, and we hold our arms up and we say the sword of the spirit. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. 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 Hey. Yeah. Thank you, God. Father, thank you, God. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. I'm just going to invite the pastors or the ministry team. You don't have to stay on the altar, but it's not going to be huge prophetic words or anything. I just really want to agree. We can just agree with what God's doing. And just partner with you as a sister, as a brother in Christ, to just say, more God. And I believe he's branding you. So if you want that, you just stay where you are, and no one's going to really talk to you. I want you to stay in that place with God. I don't want you to look to man today, but there's just going to be an agreement and a laying on of hands just to agree. It's going to be quick. So we're going to do that now. The worship team are actually going to cover. They're just going to lead you in a place where you know, people can just be in the presence of God and sing to Jesus. And I'm actually going to not pick up the mic again. So I'm going to hand that on to Pastor Kate and Pastor Dave. Right now, thank you, Father.
Need to go, please feel free to go, but if you want to stay and just be up the front, you're more than welcome to stay as well.